This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's go. New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. Tonight, game one of the wild card. And yeah, let's just start with this, right? Right, because I know Yankee fans, this is, let's be honest with ourselves. It's okay. It's okay. Let's just be honest with ourselves. This is the toughest matchup that they could have faced. I think that's fair. We've been saying it for a while. I said it in the offseason that I thought that the Boston Red Sox were the second best team in the American League behind the New York Yankees. Now, I know they're the second wild card. I understand that Toronto has now won the division. And I understand that a lot of people are picking... Too many foolish people are picking the Seattle Mariners to get to the World Series. That ain't happening. All right, maybe it will. I've been wrong before. I don't see that happening. I've always deemed the Boston Red Sox to be the Yankees' biggest threat this year. It's how I felt when they signed Bregman and they got Crochet. That's how I felt. I still feel that way today. I think the Yankees absolutely can and should win this series. But their June swoon, their inability to beat Toronto at least one game in that four-game set in particular, all the games blown by Devin Williams. Now, I know Toronto blew games too, and you could play this game and you can go through all the games Toronto lost when they were up or they blew a game or early on in the season when they weren't playing well. You could play this game, but the fact of the matter is the Yankees had every opportunity to win this division, and despite winning 94 games, the same number of games they won last year, not good enough there in the wild card. Yes, they're hosting it. This is a tough matchup. There's no two ways around it. It's on tonight against Crochet and the Red Sox. I honestly think that if the Yankees can get through this series, I will love their chances to get back to the World Series. This is the series for me that is the biggest obstacle for the New York Yankees to get back to a World Series. I don't think there's any doubt. And I would feel a hell of a lot better about playing the Red Sox in a 5 or 7-game series than I do in a 3-game series. I don't think there's any way to cut it. Garrett Crochet, any ace. I'd feel much more comfortable against the Tigers in a 5-7-game series as opposed to anytime you have a legitimate ace. And I think that the Yankees are throwing their own legitimate ace with Fried tonight. He's not Garrett Crochet. He's not been that kind of pitcher. Garrett Crochet has struck out more batters than any other pitcher in baseball. He is an excellent pitcher and has pitched well against the Yankees. This game tonight is imperative. This game tonight, we have yet to see a wild card winner in this new playoff format lose game one and go on to win the series. Now, I still think the Yankees can because I think they have the better matchups. In games 2 and 3, you're not even sure who the Red Sox are throwing in game 3, and the Yankees will be throwing Cam Schlittler, who's done a great job this year pitching to an ERA under 3 and has looked really good his last couple starts. So the series isn't over if they lose tonight, but this is a huge game. I think the series is over if they win tonight, and I think their chances of winning back-to-back games are, it's tough as much as I think they can do it. Tonight is a huge game for the New York Yankees. I think if they win this game, they probably will win this series. And if they win this series, I love their chances to get to a World Series. This Yankee team is playing its best baseball. It's gone 8 in a row here into the postseason. I know they didn't win the division, and they've gone in as teams more comfortable last year, right? Win the division, got the bye, everything. I don't remember a time they've gone in this healthy and playing this well. And I like the rotation. I think the rotation is better than the Boston Red Sox. I think it's better than almost every team in the American League. If you want to, and it's right up there with the Mariners. I don't think there's another better rotation, even without Cole. I think this is as good a rotation as the American League has. This is the series. This is the series. Tonight is the night. This is the biggest game to determine whether or not the Yankees are getting to the World Series. I honestly believe that. I honestly believe that. And it's going to come down to a couple things. Now let's look at the obvious. The first obvious thing, because we shouldn't talk about anything else. We could talk about the other part of the lineup and how they're going to go about it, and we will. We could talk about what we need from Max Fried and Carlos Rodon in a big spot and trusting a rookie in Cam Schlittler. As I said, the Red Sox, they got Giolito elbow issues. He's not going to be on the playoff roster. I don't know who they're starting in Game 3. But right off the bat, we all know what the most important thing is. We all know it. Aaron Judge has had an incredible month of September. Aaron Judge just won the batting title. Aaron Judge probably solidified himself as the MVP. 53 home runs, batting title. He is incredible. And his month of September, the numbers are insane. His batting average, his on-base percentage, his slug. He has had an incredible month. It took him a little bit. He was never bad because he can't be bad. But since returning from the injury, it was a little bit of a slog for him in the terms of at least what a slump looks like. But he has turned it up in the last 3 weeks in particular, and he is playing as well as you can play. And he is as comfortable and locked in at the plate as he's been all year or really any time in his career. And it's a Hall of Fame career. It's a legendary career. There are no excuses for Aaron Judge. After this, there should be no more talk about the Yankees building a roster around him and how does Brian Cashman fail at putting a championship team around Aaron Judge. He's got to come through. Tonight, they are facing a dominant left-handed pitcher who will not pitch around him. They are facing a dominant left-handed pitcher where we're going to go through the lineup. He has dominated this Yankee team. They're going to throw a lot of right-handed batters at him who don't play that much. Giancarlo Stanton's going to be Giancarlo Stanton. I have very good confidence in that. And Bellinger hits lefties good. But this is about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge has got to perform. This is on him. This is the moment that this great player, as we, as a collective baseball fan base, and fan, you know, throughout, you know, MLB Network, everyone, as a collective universal baseball fans throughout the country have debated who the MVP is for the last 2 months, going on back and forth between Cal Raleigh and his catching and the 60 home runs versus Judge and all his numbers. We've had this debate about who the MVP is. Meaningless. Meaningless. No one's going to care if Judge gets shut out in these two or three games. They get eliminated in the wild card, and then he's accepting his third MVP. No one's going to care. We've had this debate about who the best player is. It's time the best player shows up and proves to all of us that he is the best player. This is a huge moment for Aaron Judge. He has got to come through, particularly tonight against the lefty who's going to come right at him. I don't think they're going to walk him. Now, if there's, you know, two outs, first base open, you know, I'm not saying they wouldn't walk him under any circumstance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But they are going to go after Judge. This is an ace pitcher. He's not going to want to pitch around Judge. He believes he can get anybody out. This is a big series for Judge, who the last time they played the Red Sox in a real series, I know the wild card game in 21, and Judge didn't do anything in that game, but Cole didn't really give them a chance to win. The last time they played, the last memory of Judge against the Boston Red Sox is taking game two and playing New York, New York on his way out of the clubhouse outside the Boston clubhouse and losing that series. This is the moment Aaron Judge has to stand up and be the monster that he is. First and foremost, before we talk anything else, before we talk Max Fried, before we talk Carlos Rodon, before we talk Cam Schlittler, before we talk this bullpen and where we put Devin Williams in the pecking order and how we see the back end of this bullpen working out and Weaver and Cruz and what their roles are or anything else about who's going to play and whether or not, you know, you're going to see Jazz in this lineup or whether or not McMahon's going to be at third base or obviously Rice isn't playing in this game tonight. All the other things pale in comparison to the number one issue. When you want to win a World Series, your stars have to be your stars. And there is no brighter star in all of baseball. The best baseball player right now, although we're going to see Ohtani pitch, you know what I'm saying, the best hitter in baseball is Aaron Judge. Bar none, indisputable, he's the guy. He's the best player. He has got to show up. Aaron Judge has got to be there tonight and through this series and through the playoffs as long as they go. Plain and simple. Enough is enough. Enough letting other people speculate you're not great because you haven't performed in the biggest moments. Go out there and take this thing. Because if they win this series, I'm telling you, they're going to the World Series. They're going to the World Series. This is the series that scares me the most. This is the toughest matchup. The three-game series is in nature, just inherently, the most dangerous series to get through. They're throwing one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball, or at least the American League, in game one, and no team has won this series after losing game one. Doesn't mean they can't, and I still would like the Yankees' chances as much as any other team losing game one because of the pitching matchups and because of who they are, because it's at home. But they need to make a statement tonight, because if they win this series, if they win this series, they go to the World Series. I honestly believe tonight the World Series might hang in the balance. That's how big tonight is. And we'll get to the lineup and what Aaron Boone said today, because he said today that Wells will be behind the plate and Goldschmidt will be at first base. That means no Rice. There's speculation from Jack Curry, who put out a lineup, and while Jack Curry is not a member of the Yankees, he's as close and has an ear as close to what the Yankees are going to do as anybody else. He put out a lineup that speculates Caballero at third base, Rosario at second base. I understand. The one that bothers me is Rice. Rice has been on fire. He had two home runs on Sunday. He's been one of their best hitters. But I have no problem with the New York Yankees going for defense and right-handed batters against Crochet and with Max Fried on the mound. You have to pitch Wells. You have to catch Wells because you need to make sure you can control, at least on some level, the run game. I know Max Fried is good at holding runners on, but Rice really is not good at throwing. You need Wells behind the plate for his pitch framing and for his ability to throw runners out, which is at least on some level sustainable as opposed to Rice. And then at first base, you need Paul Goldschmidt you need good defense with Max Fried on the mound. Now, they believe they could probably get that level of somewhat close to the level of third base with Caballero as opposed to McMahon, and at least they get a right-handed bat in there. So we'll see how they handle that. You look at Rosario. He's got really good numbers against left-handed pitching in general this year and specifically against Crochet. He's got the best numbers on the Yankees against Crochet. You probably want to take him and see if you can get anything offensively with him. Second base is a little bit less important defensively with Max Fried on the mound than third base is. But the idea of not having Jazz, the idea of certainly not having Rice in the lineup scares me a little bit. But this is who the Yankees are. When they play left-handed pitching, specifically tough-handed pitching, they went out and acquired people who hit right left-handed pitching. So I think the lineup's going to surprise some people. You're going to see some guys who are pretty much locked in starters not playing this game. We'll see. But I think this comes down to two people tonight. This comes down to Max Fried, and this comes down to Aaron Judge. Can Max Fried match the performance from Garrett Crochet, and can Aaron Judge be Aaron Judge? This is a very difficult matchup. I think the Yankees are better than them, and if this were a five-game series or a seven-game series, I would be uber confident. Uber. I would be almost certain the Yankees would win this series. I would feel very good about a five or a seven-game series. The nature of a three-game series is just very difficult, and they are throwing a legitimate stud in game one, and it is hard to win two games in a row. And no one's done it yet. But tonight is the night. Tonight, the Yankees and the Red Sox take off again for another playoff matchup. The wild card of 21, the ALDS of 18, 0-3, 0-4. You know, Evan said this today. I was listening. It's fair. For a long time, for forever, there really wasn't a rivalry. We called it one because they played a lot and, you know, DiMaggio and Ted Williams and whatever else. But it was foot to ass, Yankee foot to Red Sox ass for a long time. And the last time that was the case, the New York Yankees manager was circling the bases after hitting a walk-off home run. It's been a long time since the Yankees gave the Red Sox their comeuppance. Let's be fair. Yep, the Red Sox have finished in last place a lot. Yankees haven't. No doubt. No doubt. Yankees have been a model of consistency. The Red Sox will have a one-off year, but you know what? They get home. Red Sox really haven't been that good outside of 2018. They won a championship. They won in 18. They won in 21. They obviously won in 04. This has been a matchup that for a century the Yankees owned. That has not been the case for the last 25 years. Just hasn't been, last 20 years. That's got to change over the next three nights. It just has to. It just has to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.